Blog Talk Radio.
When we ride up, stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up, stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago, green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counted for futures amounts, and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo, boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tara. The away ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoked up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder capital of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OYT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke though with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 you can satisfy.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all feel tonight? Man, I got to tell y'all, I'm in trouble tonight. Y'all going to have to come on in here and do some things tonight, boy. Because, man, I'm sitting here right now. Can't hardly keep my eyes open. So I hope y'all can spark it up. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for joining me again for another Friday night Big Eddie Rush Talk radio show. Yes, sir. It is something. Yeah, we had some, they got some action going on at 1:31 tonight. Everything, you know what I'm saying, went into plan. We thought by now we'd at least had three races we could talk about. The Michigan boys up there doing their thing. I seen, look like Batman whooped somebody. It looked like Randy whooped somebody. And other than that, you know, I couldn't keep up with it. Ain't no people really going by that's attached to me, you know. And also, we had to say a prayer, keep our heads up and everything for Donye. He had another accident with Tate Carr again. Something I really didn't want to see happen. I talked about that even when I heard he was coming back out, that I was praying that the man could get through the season for the rest of his little racing career without having to go through that again. They say Donye got out. He was all right. I seen a picture of the car. The picture I seen, the car don't look like it's too badly damaged. I just seen like the whole front piece off of it, the nose, just the nose, where the headlights and stuff go. When I seen him make the pass, I seen he left the light and the car kind of went in there a little bit, and then he looked like he might have left the ring it down, and after that, you know, he went on hit. And I guess after that, whatever happened, you know, in between that time of coming down and going the rest of the way through the 8th mile. It was just a shakedown. Hey, Big Mark.
Yes, sir. What's happening, my brother? What's happening, my brother?
Ain't that man. You had to mute your mic if I'm hearing some noise. Unless you want to come on in here, you got something to say, come on, say it.
I don't have any background. I'm just sitting back, but
it might be the regular ass phone headset, maybe your own speaker, but it's got some kind of weird noise. Is your own speaker?
I'm sick of these damn phones, man. I don't know what to do. This phone ain't even 3 weeks old and it's fucking up.
Is your own speaker?
Hey, look, I'm going to go on and I'll come back in a few minutes. Probably hang up and redial.
All right. Nah, it might be just that you had it on speaker or something. That's what it sounds like. Yes, y'all going to help me out? Y'all got something y'all want to talk about? I thought I was going to have some fish ready to fry by now, but Leon and Melvin Coney, from what I've seen, about three people videoed it, but couldn't none of them hold a camera straight for the people I saw. Clinton had a terrible shot. Man, I couldn't believe that, man. He's going to have to go take some camera lessons, man. That dude was all over the place then once the race took off. I don't know if he was jumping up and down and screaming or what, but he might as well not even try to look at the camera. And looking at the race, man, Leon got in the beams. Melvin Coney just like he sat over there, and then all of a sudden Leon took off and Melvin Coney just sat there. Somebody told me that Melvin never really even got them beans, so I don't know how that paid off. I guess they Most likely that should have been just a punk out, but I don't know. It might have made him pay it all because they said he was pooting and popping or something like that. I guess the reason he didn't pull on into the light. But Leon either won the race or the punk out. You know, I should have put Melvin ass in the grease for that. I mean, because he got all mad and was talking tough last night and like he was showing up sharp and ready. And, man, he was a duck. He was a duck. I don't know if any of the street cars got it on. I don't know if Louisville showed up and got it on with Shawty. I don't know. You know, it really like they didn't want to really even communicate with us that well. You know, we was on the morning show, and when they changed the race for Leon and Melvin, hell, they wouldn't even give us that information. You know, so we didn't know what time the race was really supposed to start. So, but I guess they still down there having the ball. I don't know what race is lined up for tomorrow. Today was the day because you didn't have to worry about the class racing and stuff and the shootout. Tomorrow they got to wait. But I guess they did where y'all at? I mean, I haven't seen no good lives, Steve. And Leon go live, he'll be good. Y'all better come on in here. I'm trying to look at this live and see if I can catch anybody live. Yes, on Wesley Snipes.
Hey, how late are they open tonight?
Looks like he kind of got mad a little bit. Where y'all at? I got a hand up here.
You ain't got a hand up.
Oh,
you got the right
up?
Hand up, baby.
What up, man?
I'm out here looking at them people lay eggs, baby. Them people weak as motherfucker.
Ooh-wee. I know I seen you out there.
I hate to see my buddy Tate the Great goddamn have another accident, though.
Man, I hate that shit, man.
I hate it with a passion
sure
in my heart.
Song, man. Yeah,
but,
man,
do you know how weak the rest of these mouthpieces is? Oh, my God. Tate was the fastest Chicago guy out here. He was our great white hope.
Yeah.
Because the rest of these motherfuckers came out here to lay a egg.
Yeah, I seen Donnie kind of got up in the air. Leon looked like he went on down through there with no problem with a scrap car.
Man, stop playing.
I'm just saying,
lie.
He made the trip.
Hey, man. It's,
what happened, man? Melvin.
Yeah. You mean he made
the
trip? He got here. Melvin a dumb bitch, too. All he had to do was turn the brakes and follow him. He thought he was at, another piece all out. He thought Leon red lighted.
I'm telling you, man. He get a man a break. What he thought? They say somebody say he never even got in the bean.
Yeah, he got in the bean. Regular ass car cut off on him.
Well, he lost then.
Yeah, but he was crying about the tree and all other shit. Hey, man, these motherfuckers ain't no grudge racers. They dumb racers.
Yeah, man.
What you say?
So he lost. He lost the race then, right?
Yeah, he lost the race. He paid him. I'm happy for them boys winning, cause he's a dumbass, man. Melvin is dumb.
I'll put his ass in the grease, man.
Put his ass in the grease, and then look, when you put his ass in the grease, just dump it out and put it out right in the flame. You can put that nigga on. Hey, you need to put him some gasoline draws on and burn his ass crispy.
Yeah, he sounded real sharp on Sam Show last night, and damn.
Hey man, you can poke your chest out, goddamn, but you can't hold your wind. He was holding his breath. Woo! He was holding his breath. And then it passed out.
Yeah, man.
He got scared. He got his doors blowed off, so he stopped. Yeah, man, these people out here, hey, man, these people out here flying and they looking good doing it. There's some real nice cars out here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I see it.
And that.
Them car, they race somebody.
Who?
Which car was that man in them race?
But the yellow car, I don't know whoever it was, they beat the shit out of him. That yellow car got them put on the show, bro. Man, that yellow car's a fucking missile, baby boy. And Wesley Snipes ain't no punk either.
I know Wesley Snipes ain't no punk, boy. I wonder did Chase have a lock-in down there?
I wouldn't know. I ain't getting them people business. We just hurt my heart. That's what happened, though, man.
Yeah, man. I tell you right about that.
I ain't going to tell you no lie. They'd have had an ambulance for me, and I wouldn't even drive. I'd have passed on out.
Yeah, I seen him make that pass, and then all of a sudden I seen Chuck throw his hand up, and I heard Big Steve saying, damn, I knew what had happened.
Mm-hmm. I got what you want?
From the picture I seen on your front view, it didn't look too bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the accident wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Me,
yeah, man,
personally, he should have took the whole track, though. He should have went to every lane on this motherfucker beside that wall.
Yeah.
Parachute, threw an anchor out the window, threw my shirt out that motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
But shit happened. That's why they call it an accident.
Yeah.
Now, so who all on the show, Ed?
Now, we got people on here, but ain't nobody on here, I guess, willing to talk to us, man. Shit. I sit the fucker down.
Well, okay. I wasn't going to be on there. I didn't want to kill
everybody
my battery.
Up in Michigan, man. Yeah,
there's a lot of us out here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us out here,
everybody
man.
Up in Michigan, they ain't studying this show, shit. And then there ain't no videos
outing,
that
though.
I can look at the videos and tell everybody what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'd kill my battery.
I'm half dead. Oh man, and I'm half dead, preacher boy. Man, I feel like my eyes about to drop.
Oh man, go on, get you some sleep, then, Eddie. Man, we too old for that shit.
I know that's right. You know, I had the Dallas of the day. I had to end up taking some Benadryls, man. Goddamn feet got to itching like crazy. And I believe that's what's still trying to hold on to me.
That it colors him. Oh, I ain't gonna want to hear me. Yes, Lord. She look nice. Hey, that it colors him. And I can't get out no more bet. He don't want to bet no more now. they call him junk dog or whatever they. Young Money in them car?
Junkyard dog, yeah.
Yeah, he finna run. Hey, man, that Cullen's finna run that Mustang. That Cullen's of that Mustang. I will too. That's what I'm asking for. That Cullen's gonna get away, I think, though. But that Mustang, that look right.
Yeah.
Especially if that's show enough. That show out. That look like show out. If that's show out, he's finna show out. Yeah. I see a lot of good action.
Yeah. I see Steve live.
Yep, that's show out. Huh? Steve going on live?
You say show out, huh? Yeah,
it
looks like it. Oh, okay. I know Willie Dog kind of ain't showing up.
Right. Oh, you know me and Melvin supposed to run on the fifth.
Oh, okay. So you gonna bring them all home, huh?
I ain't these boys here. I'm gonna race.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Bring that white girl to the show and that'll show out. Put Tana White out there and tell her, make that money, bitch. Shake that ass like a salt shaker. I'm finna put that hole on the stripper pole. Tell her, get down. Yeah. Man, your boy Zay later, Ed.
I heard.
Three lug hurt. God
three
damn.
Three lug hurt.
Well, I'm saying he later, Ed, too.
Yeah.
Neither one of their cars running right. One of these cars running worth a damn. No any different. They ain't go all the way to Memphis for this one.
Yeah. I heard they agreed to lock it back in for Leroy and Sham.
For Sham. Mm-hmm. That's good action. Yeah.
And Priest, anything down there particularly impressive?
What? What'd you say?
Anything down there impress you in particular?
Yes, a lot of these cars impress me. Like I said, they got a Dodge, they got a green Dodge down here. You know the Fairmont. A little S10 with a LS in it really impressed the shit out of me. You know, that yellow car, you know, money in them car. Hey. I'm a quarantine and that white Malibu they auction off. Both of them impressed me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm talking about what'd you say, Mark?
Yeah, Doc.
It sound like Detroit down there
4-4. A what now? Only him. What'd he say?
I don't know. It sounds like Mark on speaker. You don't speak a Mark?
No, I'm on regular phone now. Does this sound any better?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yep,
and what did you say?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I say it sound like Detroit down there in full force.
Yes, they are, and they're doing their job. Yeah. They showed up and showing out.
I hope they make it up here to Sham.
It wasn't nice.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard it was beautiful out there.
It's beautiful. Well, I can tell y'all this. If they show up at Sham's show, they're going to have to run each other because, goddamn, they're going to beat the fuck out of a lot of people in Chicago. You better tell them people to stay at home. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, bro. I'm tell you what God love. They gonna beat the fuck out of Chicago.
Yeah, man. You rough on your own people, preach. You rough on them.
They said the truth hurts. So why would I lie?
Yeah.
You rather me tell you, don't stick your head in there, somebody gonna bust your shit. Or let you go and boy get your shit busted. I'm being a friend. Now you can take it away. I'm just being a friend now. You can take it any way you please now. The one they said the warning come before the hanging. Yeah, the catching come before the hanging. The warning come before the hanging.
Yeah. Same thing.
I'm beginning to see why so many people don't leave the city and come nowhere else to race. That long ride home from that ass can be real rough. They said Melvin got his ass whooping at divorce papers at the finish line.
Man. Getting away $3,000 ain't no fun.
No, there's $4,500.
Oh, they took it up there.
Took it up there. Said you lose one more motherfucking race, I'm leaving you. You got down there, see on that motherfucker.
Somebody else wanna join.
You on that golf cart going home.
What up, Eddie?
Uh-oh.
What up, Rod?
What up, Preach?
How you doing? God damn! God damn, everything cut off in this lane. That motherfucker Mustang laid it down.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, the way those boys was racing, they was looking like they was getting it in there.
Yeah, that's what the preacher was telling me.
That bad fella was getting me hyped.
It ain't got me hyped yet.
Oh, no.
It ain't enthusing me none.
2978, the mic is open.
What's up, Big Eddie?
What's going on?
It's all good. Just driving back. Well, actually, I got to head down to Monster from Sheboygan, and then I'm headed back to the yard.
Oh, okay. How about you up there at 131?
I had to work this weekend. What's going on, man?
Hey, got you. What up, baby?
It's all good. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Hey, Abbott, you could have made some money with your
time. Yeah.
With some of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I might still try to get up there tomorrow. I don't know what's going on.
No, you need to stay at home tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
a video. They're going to beat the shit out of you tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be 100 with you. All the wins you'd have got would have been from Chicago.
Damn.
Because these motherfuckers down here laying it down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's your money again, right there.
Brand new
car
look real good, Ed.
Yeah, what
kind of
car
is that?
What was that?
Camaro, 68 Camaro.
Oh, okay.
Hey, look, that white Malibu for the run now.
The one I lost to?
Yeah, the one that beat the shit out of you. I know why you got your ass beat, bro. Uh-huh. You way faster than you.
Young Money Child, Bust Down.
That's the name of Bust Down?
Yeah.
Used to be
about Busting Out. You know they said they gave away in the raffle. Hey man, when I'm telling you this, man, I'm looking at this motherfucker. This motherfucker ain't no punk. Rob, he's gonna beat the fuck out of you.
He already did.
Right
Freak.
Now I'm looking at
he's
a white SS Monticello.
Oh now listen. That guy ain't lost the race. That white Monticello ain't lost the race yet. And it ain't even fast.
Yeah, I see him. Wow.
He just good at what he doing, getting away.
Right.
He determined to win. He don't get out of it. A motherfucker, a fast ass boo just ran him head up, went in the air, did the vacay bounce, up and down, up and down.
Way.
Yeah, but that, you said a guy named Bust Down? Hey, man, that bitch is sad and quarantined even faster. All right. Ooh,
yeah, quarantine look good. They painted the car. It's what, it's like a burnt orange
now? No, it's burgundy. That shit burgundy.
Oh.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell you how fast Bust Down is, bro. As soon as I got here to the track and I got on my golf cart right around, I don't even know Bud like that. He knew me. Bud said, you got your car here? I like to shake down on your ass. I said, huh? Who the fuck are you?
You ain't take your car to your preacher?
I don't know.
He said he was on the golf course.
Well,
he's on the golf cart, so he nowhere with it.
I ain't been thinking about doing no motherfucking racing. I've been watching this shit.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the lake from you right now, Preacher Boy. Past about, actually, just past the Grove.
Oh, okay, you're at my home track.
Yep, I'm passing the line right now. Coming back from Sheboygan, driving the semi.
Oh, okay. Hey, Eric, I thought you was a firefighter.
Nah, I drive a truck on the side.
Okay. Do it all, baby. Do it all. Get that money.
Hell yeah, shit.
Yes, sir.
My hands were halfway decent. I still been working on bikes.
Okay.
I used to build fucking Harleys, big baggers, big wheel baggers, and turbo bikes.
I'm going watch these
all
people.
Kinds
I'm
of
going
shit.
Tomorrow. Watch the. I'm going to watch some people race at the Grove tomorrow. They got what's the name of that shit tomorrow? Oh Lord, what's the name of the race tomorrow? I know it's Humble Pride Company,
yeah,
but they got another race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got another big race. They got a shootout tomorrow, some kind of shootout they got tomorrow.
Over here?
Yeah, at the Grove.
Oh, okay.
41 got something going on too.
Okay.
This is drizzling when I was in Sheboygan. Now that's about 100 miles north.
Well, you up in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
You know shit happened.
Yeah, I just passed the Grove and all that shit. I'm back in the semi.
It don't matter. Shit happened. You can wreck this golf cart. Hey, man.
That
they need
to
be out here fast.
Hey,
shit. Oh, wait. That guy daggone Stephen Curry is killing these boys.
And what?
Stephen Curry?
He might be talking about
that dude shooting.
What, that basketball? Oh.
Yeah, he's shooting like 40 footers, man, and hitting.
I ain't into basketball no more like that. Yeah, it's getting boring.
Hey. Oh, hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Hey, the person that's putting you up to challenge me, Eric, tell him to get up there, too.
Nobody.
Get...
Nobody.
I know it ain't you by yourself, Eric. You ain't got the coolness to challenge me.
I ain't got a lot to you. I ain't got a lot to you, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got a lot to you.
Oh, well, you must see something you like. You must see something you like, then, E.
I ain't seen shit. I just want to try it. Fuck it.
Oh, I hear you. Hey,
Eric, tell me it's only money. Eric, tell me it's only money.
That's it. It's only money shit. I'm out here making it right now. Looking through a window.
Yeah. He get that easy money.
Matter of fact, I just got a bonus from the fucking truck driving job. They gave me a bonus. They gave all the drivers bonuses today. Just working through the COVID.
That's all right right there.
Yep, just because we stayed working through the COVID.
Damn, she got fish stein at the oven. She need to get me this tank back.
Hey, man.
But, you know,
man,
the guy that owned
the
company, the guy that owned the company used to be a firefighter, too, for Chicago. His son is on the job now.
They prepping the shit out this track, man.
Oh, I know they did, shit. That shit got to be like a radio track right now.
That's what most of them got on radios, and they laying it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do up there, radio prep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Go down here
that
and see what they got
going
on.
That track will blow out of kneecap. They'll blow your
kneecap.
They're
trying to go
out,
fast.
Yeah. Blow your kneecap.
Well,
right
we know
on
this
much.
If you ain't right, he's going to knock your dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Got some nice looking women out here.
Oh, man.
Well, there go the truck. Go down and get my money on that truck here. I'm saying, I'm betting on that truck.
You talking about that love truck?
No. You talking about the white one? No, I'm talking about a black S10.
Oh.
I'm riding around checking the staging lane. See if I see anything for Chicago. I'm gonna go down here by the cemetery and see how many people I see in Chicago.
Yeah.
There goes Zay. He's back in his casket.
Yeah. Did he make a pass today?
Let's see, that's what you want to call it.
Did he run three loves, or he going to do it at Sham?
He going to do it at Sham, Ray.
Oh, okay. So I heard he was popping.
He was what?
I said I heard he was popping and shit going down the track.
Shit, he wasn't popping. He just wasn't moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I heard somebody said he was breaking up.
Well, that's what happened when your love life ain't right. You break up.
God damn.
Hey, you right.
Your love life ain't right. You got to say, hey, it's over, baby.
That's a real nice analogy.
Yeah. He's back in his casket. Everybody went back to their tombstones.
Pass some Peterbilt. Back in Illinois.
Man, look at all them wives in that car. Hold on. I really want to take a picture of this to show y'all. This is a man with supposed to be a proven race car. Man, look at that shit, man. Man, listen. It look like you'll get electrocuted just for being out there by this motherfucker. Hold on, man. I'm going to get closer. I got to take a picture of this motherfucker here, man. All he can do is say, man, why you do me like that?
It look like he's getting electrocuted by being by this motherfucker. Man, Stephen Curry is killing the ass. That motherfucker stopping at half court and making jump shot.
Man, listen, I couldn't even get a good picture of this motherfucker shit. This shit, my camera don't want to take no shit like that. I done wiped it off. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He got his light on, then I ain't. Man, listen here, bro. Much as motors he got in this shit here. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Melvin and K Dog should be brothers. They caught what? God damn, man. You send me your picture then. Send it to my phone. Shit. That shit wide up, god damn it. Like you know how you gave kids a new toy? Or you was junk in the car, you shot all the wires out, you throw them in a barrel?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. That motherfucker bought B lost everything when he should have been buying a wild kid. You look at the man car, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, Pretty, why don't you reach up there, man?
What'd you say?
I think Rich up there. He might be another track. Let me see.
Yeah, Rich up here,
on the wall.
He ain't got no car.
Yeah,
he
up there. Yeah, he just watching.
You ought to tell him to come see me. Tell him to come visit me. Something easy to fix?
I'm looking at a video. Let me see if he shared his video. Man, where did I see his name at? Maybe he just looked at the video. Shit. Richard Kopack. Oh, yeah, he just shared my video. He ain't up there.
He did what? Oh, okay.
He ain't up there. He just shared my video. I thought said he was live.
He was alive. I'm trying to catch him. Put that boo on his ass.
He probably on the show. He probably hear you now. Don't make him push that one button.
He just be practicing.
What?
Hey, man. That man told us that lie last year. He gonna be out and do some dangerous shit.
Hey, Rich, where you at, man? People were calling you, man. Where you at, Rich? Ain't heard from you in a while.
Hey,
come on over here. Hit the one button.
Hey, man. Listen. You know what?
I hear you.
Big Eddie. You were sending a motherfucker to the electric chair.
Oh, man.
I thought you were a rich friend. Why would you send him to the chopping block?
Oh, man.
You know, you lose friends like that when you make it out of them. See it. Great electric chair. And I'm doing it the cheap way.
Man.
I'm cutting the end off the sensing cord, plugging it in, and sending them two wires on his ass.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I know you're bullshitting with him. Get it over with. Over with. Yeah, man. I mean, it ain't shit to do now.
Yeah.
This is one beautiful track, though, man.
Yep. That's what I heard.
Oh, this is a regular track. What you mean, you ain't never been here, Eddie?
Nope.
I told you,
Rob told me it was a nice track. Well, I'm going to get over there one day,
man.
Man.
You got to get out the hood.
Oh, yeah. Just ain't had the opportunity to get up there yet.
You got all the opportunity in the world. You can wake up every morning, put your feet on the ground, bro. You get your lazy ass up and go. When it's something you enjoy, man, you're supposed to just get up and go.
Yeah. I got to be in a situation where I can carry my golf cart.
Why can't you take the golf cart? You got a trailer, don't you?
Well, the car on the trailer over my cousin's house, but I rent a little trailer from U-Haul. I gotta get my Suburban back in order. All that COVID shit went on and shit. I let the license plates expire. They wouldn't let me buy a sticker till I go through the mission and all that shit. Mission wasn't open, so get them back going. Yeah, and then you know I got the handicap thing, and they wouldn't give me my discount or nothing. Wouldn't let me get them, so I gotta go see if I can pass the mission and.
Everything you saying, I got the exact same shit you got.
I know.
So I say, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to do what you want to do in life, man. The mind ain't promised. Get up and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It look like it's showtime again.
Damn. Goddamn, I know. Goddamn, shit.
I like the little S10. Let me go get my bets on. Just go down here and rob, dude. Hurry up and tell them, man, when I pull up beside them, yell at them. Oh, they gone. Ooh, Lord, look at that. I like that one right there. That's good, yes. Yeah. No, he back. Wait a minute. Look like he's trying to come back. No. I thought that was him. Y'all, I'm about to leave y'all, man. So,
man,
yeah,
Memphis,
talk to y'all later.
All right, man.
Y'all
I'm
got
about
one
to
more
to
week?
Cut this shit off.
What y'all got? One more week before Sam break?
Yeah. The fifth was
after
like 2 weeks,
week,
right?
Right, in 2 weeks, it's showtime.
Yeah.
There you go. Ooh, he beat the shit out of that truck. Him, but he was on the way there. All right. Yeah.
All right, Joe. All right, Preacher Boy. Thanks for calling in, man. All right.
All right.
All right, Preach.
All right, everybody.
All right, later, bro.
Yeah, let me get his talk show.
Well, man. Hey, man. Rob. Big Mob. Where y'all boys at? Where you at, E?
I'm right here.
Look like this one ain't happening at all, E. Look like I'm about to shut this one down, man.
Yeah, probably so. They all out there watching that race and shit, so.
Yeah.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to get around that slow ass truck and the slow ass car.
Hey.
If I get in front of me, want to drive slow. Making some upgrades to the car too. See what happened with that.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
Trying to keep it planted.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Hello?
What up, Big Eddie?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ain't nothing happening. What's going on?
Yeah, nothing much. Tired no more for us, about it.
Let me try to hit Leroy back. I don't know why the hell I couldn't answer the phone. Hold on.
Well. What y'all doing over there in the window, Eddie? Where you disappear to, Big Eddie?
Oh, Lord.
Anybody there?
What's happening?
Shit, nothing much, Mark. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. You enjoying yourself down up there?
Yeah, man. Goddamn track done got me tired. I might have to go to jail tonight. I don't know.
No, kid, man. I ain't gonna do no good sitting behind bars, man.
Yeah, man, I see one of these little white kids riding around on an electric scooter. I'm supposed to knock his ass off and take it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that would be walking.
Say, yeah, endanger him before he endanger you, huh?
Right. Knock his little ass off and take it. Man. Yes, indeed.
Hey, kid, you up there?
Yeah, I'm up here, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's Chicago doing, kid?
Shit, they ain't doing too good. Zay and Three Lug, they count slave race. I guess they'll do that Big Sham race.
Okay.
And Tate Donye crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hurt the car really big.
Is the car repairable? No, it looks like it's that bad.
No, it ain't bad as I thought it was.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
How you doing, all right?
Okay.
He gobbling down food, so I know he got to be all right.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah, sure in the hell is. Yeah.
Get up, kid.
Shit, what's going on?
You got it. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, did I see you going through the gangway?
So what?
Did I see you going through the gangway?
Hey, Big Eddie. Would you mute his mic, Big Ed?
My bad, kid.
Yeah, man.
All right, kid. I cut the bullshit out, kid. I settled out.
Oh, okay. That'll work. That'll work. Yep, that'll work.
I hate you. Yeah,
we up here. Yeah. I was just telling Big Eddie, goddamn it, I might catch me a case. These little white boys keep riding by me on these goddamn scooters. I'm starting to knock one of them off and take it.
Oh, shit.
That'll save me some walking. Oh, man.
Goddamn.
Yes, indeed.
So, Strap got him a W today?
Yeah. Oops. That shit was all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that track up there a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a
you
nice
know, I
track.
Like the track. I don't like them. Yeah, I like the track. I don't like the motherfuckers in the towers, but I like the track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, them bastards will tell you time and everything.
Yeah.
I know they did it to me. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I ain't
okay.
heard them do it to nobody else lately.
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I used to slip off and come up here to my old Martin. Because a whole lot of us, goddamn it, didn't, a whole lot of us kind didn't come up here.
Right.
They would either go to Milan or either Detroit Dragway back in the days. They didn't come over here to Martin.
Yeah. So the cars, they were hooking up pretty good on the drag radios up there?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
okay.
They prepped it. They got the little boy Jimmy Bradshaw. He prepped the track and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, so I could drag some people up there and prep their ass then, huh?
Yep.
So that'll be a good place for me to beat Donye brands out of here, huh?
Yeah, if you choose to. Yep.
Okay. Well, let me get ready. That's my plan.
I heard that. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's good to him chunking down food. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they got quite a few cars and shit up here.
Yeah. You think three lugs down was released? They didn't raise for all that money.
Say that again, Leroy.
I said, you think they were relieved that they didn't have to go for all that money?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I know damn well I'd be relieved. Shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too goddamn cheap to be losing money. Yeah, but that ain't gonna stop me from going though.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, we plan on doing a little something for Eddie on his birthday. You want to be in charge of the grill? You think that'll
yeah,
be something you want to do?
I can do that.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Right.
Right. And we'll start getting it all together for him. He's trying to be all modest and shit. And,
oh, man.
You know, like he don't want to do it, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
I heard that.
You know, we're gonna take care of your stinking ass that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it here. We get it together.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yep.
You know, have him a cake with a big ass fish on it or something.
Oh, man.
I don't eat cake. The cake make you get fat, man. I got to watch my physique.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how big that cake is?
Damn, did you? Hey, did you hear Peppa Pig? Leroy, did you hear Peppa Pig?
What did he say?
I heard Peppa Pig. I don't know.
what'd you say, Mark?
Don't get his ass whooped, Leroy.
Fuck it then, Peppa Pig.
I whoop his ass.
You say, but I'm not saying that, Mark.
Better not.
Hey,
brother Leroy, what's happening, man? Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm fine, Mark. How you doing, man?
All right, I'm going to go another line for a second. Sorry about that. What's going on with you, man? Always good to hear from you.
Sorry about your ass. Yeah, it's good to hear from you, too, man. Where's those sausage head at?
Moby Dickhead was on before the show.
Whoa,
doing the show yet.
You didn't call my buddy that on a nationally televised show, man. I know you didn't just call him that on the show like that.
We on the show?
Ain't know
he's on the show, man. Sorry.
Oh, man. And you might want to come on party for your birthday, man. You know, our age, they getting too diffused now, man. We got to enjoy it while we can. That's your joy, man. We're going to have some fun. And hopefully we're going to see a bunch of good races or some decent races at least. And see, we're going to do what we do. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, man. I'm just praying that it's some good weather, man. That's all I'm praying for, some good weather. I figure if the weather holds up, everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Should be a memorable event. I don't know how careful it is, but, you know, it should be a memorable event.
Whoa.
I'm looking out there. I'm sitting in my car, man. These people think this got to be Daytona or Indianapolis 500 down here, man. And these people drive like ain't no tomorrow. How you going to try to do 70 down a 30-mile-an-hour street with two lanes of parked cars?
Well, goddamn, Mark, pull your bags out. Go get them a ticket.
Yeah.
I wish I could throw out one of them straps like they do and blow all their tires out.
Well, call your buddy and tell him to throw his raggedy-ass drawers at him.
Oh, man.
Man, my buddy going to get y'all.
Old car going to blow up.
Oh, look at this guy. He in the bus lane. Just missed his parked car. Just like they tore up my white truck. Same shit, man. These people think they in it. Like I say, Indianapolis 500 down here. Now, you're running into a stop sign, so you got to stop. So how fast you got to go before you go stop at the stop sign? It ain't like it's a traffic signal with a green light and you're just going to wait and go through. That just don't make sense to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know.
Why don't you write a letter to the government?
I can see their response. They'll send me a flag and a letter saying, thank you for your concern, F you.
Damn. That's a hell of a letter, Mark.
What's that? F you from the U.S. And this fool in a Mercedes Benz riding so close to the parked car, if you open your door, he's going to tear it off. And he in a Benz, or one of them 500 two-doors.
Alcohol and drugs is a motherfucker, man. Yeah, it is. I guess alcohol, drugs, 70 degree Friday night all together is just a lethal combination.
Oh, yeah, it's kid. Mark, I'll talk to you on a little bit, man.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah, man. All right, bro. I'll holler back at you in a minute.
Okay, man.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mark. Were you on the phone
right here
when they was asking earlier today when they was asking what happened to the race at 3 o'clock?
No, uh-uh.
And it's supposed to happen at 3. Yeah, man, they was acting about that. And man, I think they was acting like it was a big secret. They didn't want to share it, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, now, who was going to race at 3?
Huh?
Who was it supposed to be?
You know, that's what we did.
Yeah, I almost
was.
I
all I
do is go to the
point
and get my
cry
in.
Leon and Mel.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 773-4387.
What's your mark?
Melvin was extremely confident letting listen to him on the Shake and Bake show and on Sham show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this and this.
4387, your mic is open.
Yeah, oh, man, it's nice. Oh, they was just listening.
Okay. Yeah, man. I heard him last night. He was swole all up.
Hey, you almost done with Mudbone. You just got like some minor stuff to do to make you be ready for Sam's race, right?
I don't care about that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was my plan, but.
Right.
He
is still on here.
Just keep happening.
Right.
No.
Yeah, so.
Well, go ahead.
Leon got paid, so really Melvin should go in the fryer today.
You damn right, Big Mom. You right. Hey, Big Mom.
Yes, sir.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, Leon? I've been trying to keep up with you, man. What's going down, man? Congratulations on your victory.
A
win is a win.
They said that state police was after my ass. As soon as he turned the light on me, I tore away from there. Hey,
yeah, I told y'all
what I'm going to do with that mother hunter, talking all that shit and bragging, and let a little old toxic 50 small bottle run out of his life. Not away from out of his life.
Wow.
Part-time death row. He talking about death row.
Yeah, man.
I put it on him. Hey.
I said, damn, he's still sitting there. Hey.
The man better 500, and we leaving the track right now. And he owed Step 500 because he got in his feelings and paid Step 500 because he said he was going to gap us.
Right.
And it didn't get them. I ran out of light. It backed in back by the door.
Hey, Leon,
yeah,
y'all got any action for tomorrow?
Man, I ain't going back up there tomorrow. I did my damn. I got a motor. I promised one of my customers. I spoke to them doing it today. I say I have a truck ready for her tomorrow evening. So when
okay.
I get up in the morning, I'll be at home all day until I had it.
You wanna?
No. Let me see. No, I'll be at home all day until I get that Cadillac run. I can put a motor in it tomorrow. And then guess what?
Yeah.
When I get done,
come
I'm gonna clean up, and I'm going to Red Mountain, and I'm going live. And you know I'm gonna make a video. I will be at Red Lobster tomorrow.
You wanna fight your opponent, man? You wanna do wrong?
Yes, and I tell you, leave minutes. I tell you, get him out of there. I wanna fry him for the whole 8 miles. Fry him for an eighth of a mile.
Come on, with
his brothers won't eat that.
And tell me when it drops.
Racing well, this is off the trailer again. Melvin versus Leon and Scrap at Brad Davis race. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Leaky goes in the bin. He does the burnout. Melvin do his burnout. Leaky's going in double bubble. Oh, he double bubble. Susie Bubby Dubby. Melvin goes in, double bump, Melvin goes in, cut a bubble, drop him, Eddie. Boy, you couldn't ask for nothing better than that.
Yeah, man. That was easy money, Leon.
Yes, hey, look, and that thing tore away there so hard. I'm telling you, boy, things I see soon as he went in. Fire out. Got him. He talking about what he did to me. Boy, let me tell you, he lucky that rock arm pulled out that head because he was dead as a duck. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I waited for a whole year, and I got it with a small block. Small block with less motor.
Less motor, more purse.
Well, I heard that man on Sam's show last night. I was like, ooh, he going to kill Leon.
Mm-hmm. But Eddie, let me tell you something.
Huh?
When you know your program and you know what you're working with, you ain't worried.
Yeah.
That pot, we stopped that pot about 3,000, but they better be better than another. It's probably about a $4,500, close to $4,800 bet.
Wow. That's what I heard.
Yeah. While he's talking, I count a scan 3,000 than have a lay way more motor paper count. I guess something to think about now. You won't forget that getting run over 41. We're gonna take the same race. We're gonna take the same race at 41.
They, man,
so you
gonna
get him a little
get back, huh?
Ain't no cock cut off, Eddie. He cut off. That motherfucker left so damn hard, he didn't know what to do.
God damn.
Ain't nothing cut off. That ass whooping there gonna hurt right there, because he was mad. He left out there, talked all that tall shit. And he couldn't, he didn't pay Strap his 500. He betted 500 on the gap and didn't pay it.
Wow.
I think he ran out of bread. That probably would happen. Oh, we got to, he got to wire that money. He owed that money now. I don't care what anybody, I don't know what he say. Everybody in at that track told him he lost.
Yeah. Yeah. If he got them beans, he lost.
Where he got them beans? And he broke them beans with me.
I think when he got in that light, he lost. He didn't move.
Yeah.
When he turned that bulb on, that was the race.
Eddie, I shoved that something again. That something with the other dad. I said, look at this little something down there. Damn it, boy. That goddamn motor scrapper, I know that time you can hop when you shove them up in the high gear.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you, that was death. That was death rope right there. Mm-hmm. Now, he can get his ass over the 41, and we're going to take the same race over the 41.
Same race.
I'm going to do it in my hometown. I won't do it at home. I'm tired of going to Michigan and whooping the motherfucker ass.
I hear you.
I'm going to take that butt. Hey, Eddie, the way he's riding, take that motherfucking butt for him and get him.
Okay.
Man, that made him slow.
Billy, got Chuck got his car down there.
Chuck in there. Now, anybody have a car out of a tape?
Okay.
Tape car ain't bad, but it's just a wreck. That car has the same thing at the same spot.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened today, man. I know he went up an hour. He come down, and then he got back in it. And at the wild, that's the next thing you know, you see everybody say, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I hated that. I hate to keep going through that.
I caught when I heard the tires switching. That's what I heard when he's spinning around. But I don't know. I didn't see no video. But they say he went in the air and he got out of it and got back in. I wouldn't have got back in.
Right. Right. It wasn't for no money shit. When he came down, I'd have stayed out that bitch.
Yeah, because you always can come
back. He got
back
in and it looked like once he crossed the finish line, it was over.
I don't know. I can't even say what happened. I can't even say what happened with that car. So it's something going on, man. Now, Hank to replace everything on that car. Now, starting to think something with the rear. Because the car got caught the fender line and it went crazy again.
Yep. And that was a whole new car, man.
Man, it was no juice together. It was a new car.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wondered, did something get damaged in that? I wondered, did something get damaged in that wheel stand?
Yeah, it damaged the front. It got the fuse fail. It got the radiator. It got the fuse fail. It got the radiator. And it bent the horn in the front end.
Wow.
It didn't bend the wheels. It didn't break no brakes or nothing like that.
Hey,
long ride came out of it, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was going on with the show tonight? Anybody had nothing to talk about?
No, man, he did. I was going to hang it up. Man, Leroy had called
me.
Kid. Yeah, I was going to hang it up, man. Nobody talking about, you know, me and Mark. And Eric talked for a little while.
Hey, Mark, I ordered your shirt.
Okay.
So that stuff cool. Better be here one day next week.
Okay, I'm ready whenever when you call me.
Yeah, I ordered that. I ordered a couple of them.
Best 500, Leon.
I don't want to tell you.
Best 500.
I want to tell you. Wait a minute.
Best 500
for what
is? Don't fit. It's gonna look like he watching in hot water. It's gonna look like baby Huey in that shirt.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie now. I like the big guy because my nephew. I got a nephew. Is Mark's size. He's tall. His weight is tall and he wide. When he put my shirt on. Boy, that damn 69 be looking big as you. That stuff be looking be rough on that shirt. Boy, I love that when he wear. Cause he's showing. You can't miss it when he wear.
Hey, see that kind of T-shirt, I will put in the cleaners. I won't even wash it. Give it a chance to do nothing. I just let him clean it.
Hey, Mom, I got well water at home, and I got a water softener. So you know we got it softened. My shirts, I wash some of them. I put them in cleaners. But sometimes I always get up at least two or three up. I wear on the tab, like I did tonight when we were working on the car.
Right.
Shit, that shirt still looks just like I just got the new one.
Okay.
They're just some high quality shirts, and they don't shrink and nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting mine. Yes, sir.
I got. It should be in next week.
Cool. That's a good thing. Nine. I need one. Where you got that thing sitting on the parachute? Did you ever get any? Have you ever had any of them made?
No, I ain't did that. He told me. I want to do something. We'll do something different on your next shirt. We'll do something different. So, I'm gonna put that car on the next shirt. I'm gonna have the burgundy car on the back this time. I'm gonna have the gray car in the front.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be cool, bro.
Long as I'm doing what I'm doing now, I'm selling these shirts, selling pretty good. I sold a bunch of them up here today, and I ain't gonna lie. There was a lot of people had my shirts on today. I felt pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Man, they got this highway jacked up.
Yeah, I heard. How many miles is it messed up?
Man, I'm on the whole 31. I'm on 31.
Oh, wow.
I ain't got the 94 yet. The whole 31. On my side, going back south, it's down to one lane, like you're running off the edge of the road.
Damn.
Don't you hear me sound like I'm running over that thing? You know when you run off the side and you hear all that loud noise?
Yeah, yeah. Woom, 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 woom.
That's what I'm riding. Yeah, that's what I'm riding on right now.
Stokey was telling me earlier that it's construction on 94, too. I was asking him, can you take US 30 and go around that, then hop back on a little bit further down the line? He said, yeah, you probably take that or 20.
This construction everywhere. My cousin say he drove, always remember, he had to come to Alabama because they got that bridge closed.
Oh, okay. That's what's going on.
They got that bridge closed coming from down south, and it's detouring them.
Yeah.
How bad is the detour, you know?
I don't know. He just said he came through up 65.
Oh, okay.
So he usually takes 55 from Memphis, the 57 back home.
Uh-huh.
He just came up in 65.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was a bad, man. It could have been a real bad situation. They wouldn't have caught that bridge.
What bridge is it?
They said the one going out of Arkansas to Memphis.
The Mississippi, the big iron bridge you come across?
Yeah, not the one that be on 55. It's the other one. Like, hold on, I'll tell you in a second the name of that bridge.
That's what I'm trying to think. You got.
It ain't the one on 55. No. That's the one I thought it was, but it said something else. I-40 bridge. Leon. Yeah, two big giant cracks. You hear me, Leon?
Yeah, I hear you.
The I-40 bridge in Memphis.
What are you doing, Bruce? What do you want? Yeah. All right. That was all right. That was a good win, man. I take it.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Leon.
Yes, sir. I'm
fucking with you last night when I said I was going. He wanted to pick you to drive for your car. You got his motherfucking ass, bitch. That motherfucker is fucking with you.
He got exactly what he was looking for. He talk all that buku shit, and he let a small block run out his life on death row, half a death row.
Where he at? Did he put his head in his ass and get the fuck out the track?
Man, that man over there so confused. Terrio, since I got him, this man come on, has some big old funny car tires on this car with no wheelie bar. I say, if the track come around, he gonna pop a wheelie anyway. Then after he calmed down, he knew he was wrong. Then he went over there, he got some radios on it now. Hey, I told Eddie I'd take Mudbone. You would do this. Damn, what the heck?
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the
batteries, man.
Call, hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Y'all got Steve on? Let's catch Big Steve. I just see him. We passed him up.
You said call Big Steve?
Yeah, who got a Big Steve? I just see him.
I got his number somewhere in here.
Call it. Doesn't happen to this motherfucker.
All right.
Don't let one pass us up. What the fuck did happen?
It's
like it run out of gas.
What the fuck?
Like the gas cut off and stuff. We got a half a tape. Two pumps, something went out this motherfucker. Yeah, to. Something happened. Look at that motherfucker. I don't even hear it coming on.
What's that called?
Yeah.
I guess see.
Yo, baby.
Hey, where you at?
Yo, baby. I head back to the hotel.
Where you at? Are you going, but you staying up here tonight?
I hear that. I've been up here the last couple of days. The last couple of days, yeah.
I think we done broke down. I passed you up.
Where you at? Are you on that dually?
Yeah. Right here in the curve, West Side, Chicago.
You told me that black dolly.
Yeah.
You talking about Chubb's dolly?
No, my truck. We remember we passed you.
Oh.
I passed you. I seen you. I be like, excuse me, you got that paper?
Oh, I know. That was you. I thought that was Chubb.
No. Huh?
I thought that was Chubb. I'll call your phone, Leon.
Okay. What, Bruce? Man, this dumb bitch is shut down. I don't know what you're doing. Hold on, where's my phone?
Yeah, boy, I hope they get them straightened out. I hope it ain't the fuel pump.
Hey, who's having problems? I just came from
outside. Leon. Leon. He said shut down on him. So he got over half a tank of gas and it's like a shutdown.
Wow. Fuel pump ain't went out.
That's what I'm saying. Sound like I heard somebody say something was leaking.
Still on the phone?
All right. I think you went to the other line talking to Steve. I think Steve called. God dog it. Oh, fuck. Let's see. He hung up.
He hung up? Okay.
Hey, Mark, we might as well get up off of here today, man.
Okay, sir. Well, however you want to play it.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing happens. I'll talk with you later. He's on the back line.
All right, I got you, man.
All right, everybody. Next week.